So it's today was Rosh Chodesh Adam, Mishnechas Adam Marbim Mesimcha. So we'll in that spirit we'll talk about Purim a bit. By the way, so the Kesh Ashayla says Marbim Simcha until when? Only until Purim?
The secretary of NNB Kolel?
At
NNB Kolel.
At Kolel of NNB. Yeah. So the question is, until when? Is it only until Purim? You have to be B'Simcha until Purim?
You say the night.
Or
cleaning up, you have to be B'Simcha.
or is it only the whole Chodesh Adar?
What's like? What you're trying to figure out? Like,
what's the deal with that? Yeah, we spoke about it by Av also in the Ma'atin. It's only to Tishbav. Oh, so you already have this out here. Yeah, so I think so. The place can say the whole Chiddush of Av has a din Simcha. So Lagabi the halachas of Marbim Simcha, like you go to a din Torah, all these things you should do it during any time during the Chiddush of Adar, and the more other interpretation is that Marbim Simcha. Until you have to be might, until then you can keep on, and then until you hit off. But anyway, okay, so
until you hit the hangover of the dollar concert,
yeah, and then you fine. So the first mitzvah of Chodesh Adar we did already this Shabbos, which is we learned Parsha Shkolim. So that's the first one of the mitzvahs of Adar, Parsha Shkolim. Fine. So just agav, it's interesting. I saw tonight, interesting thing, that Parsha Shkolim, why do we learn Parsha Shkolim? Just it's good to know. Why do we learn Parsha Shkolim in Adar? Because what did they use the Shkolim for in the Beis Hamikdash? They collected half a shekel from each person. Why did they do that for? What did they do with that money?
Adonim.
Okay, that was in the Mishkan. But every year. Specifically Karbonis. That's the money that they bought. With that money, they bought the Karbon, all the Karbonis Seber, all the Musafin, all the Karbon Tamid. They bought it with the money that was collected from the half a shekel. Now the halacha is that every year, you have to use new money. You can't use old money. So that means that every time, what did they do with the extra money? I don't know, kasha. But they every year they from Chodesh Nisan and on they have to, the halacha it's a pasuk they have to start using the new money from the new year. You can't use last year's money for this year's korbanos. So the question is, you have to get all the money in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So when are you going to get your money? If you start collecting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it takes a while to collect pledges. how do they know Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to start using the new money? So starting Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would start collecting it so that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're good to go. And
so
they have all the
two Adars, I think.
So no, so that's
they're admitting it's hard to collect.
Yeah. No, that's why you have to start only, even two others, you start only the second Adar.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, that's why we landed that now, right? So you start the second Adar. And that's why we, and there was a halacha in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, at Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would make a klap, and they would have people going out and collecting and making announcements about the Machtzis HaShekel. So, nowadays also, we'll see that there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan of doing zecher l'machtzis hashekel. We do that closer to Purim. And we make the kriya, just like the din of Beis Hamikdash, also of machtzis hashekel. Okay, there's an interesting question. Is the laning that we do, is it zecher for the kriya that they did? Or is the laning that we do for the same reason they did it? They just like they did it to be mezaris the people on their mitzvah, so we do it to mezaris people on the mitzvah of machtzis hashekel. It's kind of shvach, because the whole inyan of machtzis hashekel is not, it's just a minhag. It's not so strong, but anyway, that's the mitzvah. Okay, that's the first one of the Dalet Parshiyos is Parsha Shkolim, and we did that this Shabbos. The Shabbos right before or on Rosh Chodesh Adar. But then you go the next mitzvah that we're going to have in the Seder of the month is going to be Parsha Zohar. The next mitzvah is going to be Parsha Zohar. Now, what's the idea of Parsha Zohar?
Yeah,
what? Okay, yeah, well, it's an Indian, yeah. I'm saying, but the practically speaking, so you Parsha Zohar. So what's the Indian of Parsha Zohar? Why do we learn Parsha Zohar?
The remnants of when
he died. Oh, so you remember that what Amalek did to you. Okay. But there's another. Why do we remember? Why do I care about what Amalek did to me? Oh, because really the mitzvah in the Torah is you have to wipe out Amalek. You have to wipe them out. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of remembering what they did is in order to that the sinna shouldn't get stale, right? Shouldn't get stale, you know, like Lahavdol, the Holocaust. So people after a while it starts getting stale. People don't even remember, even amongst Yidden. That's why all of a sudden someone asked me. They had a video of this whole organization by the good. What? Yeah, last Monday night they had a video, the Warsaw Ghetto, whatever. So someone asked, why all of a sudden is it becoming a whole thing, teaching the Holocaust? You know, yeah, obviously because it's people are losing the freshness of the idea, of what happened. So you have to constantly remember by laying it. Now there's a big shilas like this. So what's the point? The point is to remember to kill them, or the point? What's the point of the mitzvah? The point is to remember that you have to destroy Amalek, but the point is to remember what they did.
Remember that you're supposed to wipe them out.
You're going straight out, let's just take care of business. So, or is it just to remember what they did in Memela? Once I know what they did in Memela, I'll understand what I'm supposed to do. But I don't have to mention the fact that there's a mitzvah to go kill them. Okay, so it's a very interesting Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that let's say a guy can't make it to Parsha Zohar, which can happen. Someone doesn't make it to Parsha Zohar. So what should he do? So she has to go crazy and whatever. I remember this happened somewhere, and all of a sudden mincha time, people remembered, hey, we didn't get Parsha Zohar, and they're scrambling right before Shkia, this, that. So the guy doesn't hit Parsha Zohar. He misses. He's not able to go to shul, whatever. So the Magen Avraham says he can have in mind to be Mekayim, the Indian of Parsha Zohar, on Purim morning. At Purim morning specifically, by the laning, because we lane the Parsha in Beshalach of Vayavay Amalek, which is telling us the story of what they did. Vayavay Amalek, Vayilachim Yimisal Berfidim. Tells you the story of what Amalek did.
It's not Timcha, is it?
Oh, but it doesn't say there, Timcha. It doesn't say anything about destroying them. It just tells you what they did. In Kiseitse, all the way later, it says, Zoche is Asher Asalach Amalek, Badech Batesim Mitzayim, Mishakach, Badech Batesim Mitzayim, Timcha is Zeche Amalek. There it tells you to destroy them. In Parshas Beshalach, it just says the story. It doesn't actually tell you to kill them. So what's the Shah in the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says you could fulfill the mitzvah by per morning, right? In the Megillah,
yeah,
because they hung Haman and all that.
Right.
Okay, but right, it's true. But what? And he clapped in Haman, right? But Lemaisa, he says you yoytze with the Kriya. So the Mishabura asked this question on the Magen Avraham. But it would seem from the Magen Avraham holds that the main part of the mitzvah is to remember what they did. And the Mishabura is saying no. The main point is to remember to destroy them, not what they did. Specifically, because we don't even say the story. It just says Zohar. Remember what they did to you. It doesn't say what they did to you. So, when they make the klap in the yeshivas, okay. So they make a klap right before the landing and say, have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of what? Zecher Amalek. Okay. So the question is, in the yeshivas, everything's like meduktuk. Everything's like every word. Yeah. So what do you say? Do you say Zecher? Have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, the remembrance of destroying Amalek, or do you say Zechiras Maise Amalek? Remember the story of Amalek. This is the whole tumult. What's the nusach of the klap? What's the nusach of the klap in the yeshiva? Right? So in the Brisker yeshiva, is it Zechiras Mechias Amalek, or is it Zechiras Maise Amalek? So when we say is, what's the purpose of what we're doing now? We're about to lay in a parasha that tells me something. What am I trying to have in mind? What am I having in mind? I'm having in mind that these guys are bad people. That's it. They're bad. That's all the Torah wants. Once a year, you have to remember the bad. And the minute you remember that if they're bad, we gotta, you know, we don't want them around. Or no, specific, we have to remember we got to destroy them.
So
the brisker klop is, I think, the nusach, zechiras maise amalek u'michiyasa. So he mentioned both. The remember what they did and to destroy them. But anyway, the point that, right, so you have to think. Anyway, it's just interesting because there's a Shiloh. Do you have to actually understand, let's say, do you have to actually understand, according to this, you really have to understand the words of the Parsha. Okay, Zachar is not this week, it's next week, but next week we're going to be talking about Purim stuff, so this week we're talking about Zachar. But it's important, really, the week before, Friday night, or whatever, at some point before the laning, you should take out a chumash with English and look over the words. Because how are you fulfilling the mitzvah of remembering them if you're not remembering anything? You just hear the words. You don't know what it means. Right? If you don't know what it means, who says you're remembering anything?
Well, I thought in Lashon Hebrew, if it's in Hebrew, Lashon
Kodesh. Oh, so I'm saying, if the point is just as a din, you have to hear the kriya. So then you're right. Which I Ramesh and some achrayim hold like that. Yeah, but it seems like it's more than just, it's not a din hearing the kriya. It's a din to remember something. So in remembering, you talk after remember. Now there's an interesting thing this year that it's Nogaya, is that it's an Indian to remember what a Malik did. So why do we do it once a year? You should do it every day. And someone says Durham, Taka says it every day, but we don't make a whole kriya every day. So let's go. Things you have to remember. What's this once a year thing? So there's the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, because you only forget things every 12 months. It takes 12 months to forget. Now, my mother...
I'm really good at that.
Don't take me 12 months.
I can do it faster.
This year is 13 months.
Oh, okay. So, frekta abi fish. It doesn't say it takes a year to forget. It says it takes 12 months. So this year, we have no idea about Amalek since last year, because we're already more than 12 months away since last time we read it. So I really should have said this year last year. Because the Chasam Sofer says...
I can't remember if you did or not.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. I have written down what we spoke about last year. But
you hear this in the summer
anyhow. Oh, so that's the Chasam Sofer. That on a leap year, when you read Kiseitse, it's the Parsha, you should have in mind that you're doing Mechias Amalek. Because on a leap year. Because otherwise there's going to be 13 months between one Zohar to the other Zohar. So this is another thing that they do in the brisker places. Then on a leap year, Parshas Kiseitse, they make a klop by Parshas Kiseitse. Yeah, because otherwise you have 12 months. But on a leap year, they'll make a klop that, I don't know if brisk, but you know, in the yeshivish places, they make a klop on a leap year, and they'll say, everyone should have in mind to Mekayim Zechiras Amalek, or they'll say Stamazai, you know, if someone didn't have a chance to hear it, they should have in mind. Usually on a leap year.
What? Did they clap in Mikola?
No, because we're not a brisker place, but I went over to the Gabbai and I said, I'm not making a call for everyone, but have me in mind. I went over to the Balkari and I told him about me, but I didn't want to make a whole big deal because I never saw it in any of the shivas I was in. I just heard about it.
Sometimes they say, in case you didn't have it in mind by her.
Yeah. I heard Bashem your father, that's what he does by the secret.
That every, it's
maybe there's similar concept over there, right? That just like Hashem made a gzera that a person should forget after 12 months, so maybe it's chal to everything.
No, but they're still alive. Yaakov didn't forget about Yosef for 22 years, but he's still alive. And Zera means a misa.
No, I'm saying, okay, fine. Yeah. Oh, so Maisa. What?
Feelings that are fresh. That means don't forget. That means it's not like.
Right. Right. So, okay. So yeah, exactly. I don't know if you forget the factual thing, but the point is the freshness of the thing. Now, by the way, so you have to have in mind to be yoytze with the kriya, but also the zechumra, you should have in mind to be yoytze with the brachas also. See, Alan last night. Accused me of being lenient, so.
I'm just saying about.
So guess what? So, we're gonna change things.
So we're. So after.
I'm not accused.
Yeah.
You want to hear?
So no, I'm joking. So we have to.
You know what you're talking about? Because people in Machna, they don't have to.
Well, that's what you're saying, but. So we're just going to say some of the chumras.
You can't be lenient if you don't know what you're talking about. You have to know.
No, I'm just joking. But anyway, so one of the other chumras on Parshas Zohar is that you're supposed to dafka you're supposed to dafka have in mind to hibiyotze with the brachos also. You're right. So usually when they make the klap, so they'll say you should have in mind to hibiyotze with the brachos and the kriya. So the person making the brachos has to have in mind to hibiyotze. This is a big deal because this is a big thing because in the yeshivas, there was a big tumult one time because in the yeshivas they give the maftir parshas zohar to the Rosh Yeshiva. But a lot of times, Rosh is old. By the time he's up there, you can't hear him anymore. So there's a whole thing. Do you give the aliyah to someone that's going to be able to be loud enough that everyone will hear the bracha, or cover the Rosh Yeshiva, you have to give it to the Yeshiva. This is a whole big deal. But anyway, I was never in Yeshiva with a Rosh Yeshiva that was that old. So so I don't know. But also, I don't remember them giving it to the Yeshiva.
What about his breath? Satan,
because the idea is in the Parsha Zohar is that you're supposed to make a special bracha for the Parsha Zohar, so the brachas of the Aliyah, usually, you know, you have to hear it. It's not such a big deal if you don't hear it. But here you want to make sure that you're yotze with that bracha. It's like you made the bracha on it. So you have to hear it. Okay? Fine. Good. Now, L'maisa Me'ikra Adin, the Sefer HaChinuch says that this is another big nafkamina between the ways we understand the mitzvah of Zachar. Because if the inyan is to remember to destroy them, women should be potter, because the halach is that women are potter from the destroying of Amalek, because the Chinuch says, Lav b'nois milchoma ninu. The women tend not to go to war. And what's it called?
Another country.
That's right.
At least against another country.
So
Jews should be potter.
What? Yeah. No. So they. Right. So women are potter from zachar. The only thing is that we know. Always make the extra laning for women. So what's going on exactly? If women are potter from zachar, a boy is chai. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That's a good point. But so what's going on over there? Why do women have to make a whole big deal to hear Parsha Zohar? So the no, it doesn't make a difference. They don't have to destroy them all. But if the idea is just to remember the Maisa, so the sin is fresh, it could be they have to do it also. Now, so this is Rav Nosson Adler. Who is the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer? So he was miyasa this thing that the women go to hear Parsha Zohar. So that's a whole big deal. The women go to hear Parsha Zohar, but Meikra din lemaisa their potter. So if the lady, my daughter, my triplets were born the day after Purim, after Shushan Purim. So my wife, who's on bed rest for like I don't know how long with them, right?
5 years.
Yeah. so she couldn't get out of. So she was all upset. Parsha Zohar, this, that. So the mice is not such a big deal. At the end of the day, if a woman can't go, Mikra din their potter. It's a minig that they go because of Rav Nosson Adler. He was misakin that they should go, and a lot of people argue with him. They're potter. Why are you doing this? And some people hold bechalal. Even if you're going to say they should go, you shouldn't make a special kriya for them. It's a bizayin for the Sefer Torah. Why take out? You're not making a bracha, right? You're not making a bracha. So why are you taking out of Sefer Torah just to lean from it? It's not covered for the Sefer Torah. Some people don't like this thing at all. This whole extra laning business. And even if they do make a big deal to go, they should go to shul. So lemaisa, if a woman, obviously I'm not encouraging not to go. I'm just saying that under circumstances that's impossible to go, you know, or very difficult, then sometimes there's room to be made on that. The Nes of Purim, right. No, that's true. That's true, but Lagabi specifically the women. Now, Lamaisa, it could be that if a woman can't make it to shul, so this is what we Taka did, is that you could lend it for her from a chumash. So you fulfill everything, because the whole idea to lend it from a Sefer Torah is a chiddush. It's not muchach that you have to. So like this, you cover all your bases. The women don't necessarily have to go. Yeah, she could read it for herself, or you could read it for her from a chumash. But this way, she feels good about herself. She won't feel all guilty that she didn't go to shul. And Lamaisa, you fulfill your thing according to Salt Lashes.
Big,
what? Only she can make it. I'm not going to come and argue with Rav Nosson Adler, so.
We started doing our own laning, but not with laning. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's such a mitzvah not Torah.
When? By Fazakha you did your own?
Yeah,
it's a good thing. So I wasn't going to bring that up. But now they bring it up. So the question is, can you hear Zohar from someone who's not your Nusach?
So if Sfar is... So we would do it over again.
Right. No, but it's another issue, even bigger issue. Forget the laning. The issue is, what about having it be laned for you from a different type of ksav?
Right, ksav is different.
Also, even as a Sfaradi hearing from an Ashkenazi, there's two problems. One is that the Sefer Torah is not the same ksav. The ksav of an Ashkenazi is not like the ksav of a Sfaradi. And number two, right? So number two is what? Is the Talmud and everything is different. So it's better that you should hear from your own Nusach. So we had a Shiloh because we had a third one, but really a second one. But we had one Sefer Torah and another one that we borrowed. The one that we borrowed was Ksav Ari. It wasn't the regular Ksav. It's a different Ksav. So when we take out the Sefer Torah, the second Sefer, usually we bring the backup Sefer Torah for, like, you know, when you need a second Sefer Torah. For some Parsha Zohar, we use the Sefer second Sefer. But here it's interesting, because here, we don't. The second Sefer is not the right Ksav. So we flipped it. We used that one for the Kriya, and we used the main one for Zohar.
You could use it for the Kriya?
Yeah, because the mice, they held that it's bizarre until Sefer Torah. If you have two, you're supposed to use two.
I thought this was far enough. I was
a whole show and we went to each other. The Nusach of the Tfil, this Ksavari in the thing. I hear what you're saying, but. Where is the Sefer? Where the Sfaradi Sefer Torah? Where is it?
In the shul in the house.
Where?
Especially from a young Israel.
Right. So why is it difficult?
He's not around.
Oh, yeah.
This one is.
Yeah. He's in Israel. I have a hopefully it'll be helpful, you know, whatever. They're struggling for this. No, but it's struggling for me. You know.
Okay, so then you're in good hands with Eddie.
This seems is not even Eddie died today.
Yeah. Oh, because you do, they don't want you to lane it, you're saying? Right, Zohar, you know, because that's, everyone should do their Nusach for Zohar. So Lamaisa, I see here Taka Rabbi Felder brings down from Ramosha that Ramosha held Me'ikar Din, a woman can read it from a Chumash. But Lamaisa, therefore, we have all these Sirufim. If it's hard for her to make it to Shul, she should read it from a Chumash. Because the whole, you know, we have a lot of different reasons to be lenient. I'm not going against the Minhag Ha'olam to try to, you know, that the women try to go. It's a very old Minhag. But Lamaisa, I was actually in Rav Nosson Adler's, not in, but by Rav Nosson Adler's Kever. In Frank, in Frankfurt, in the old cemetery in Frankfurt, I was there by his kever. So, whatever it was in Lemaisa, you know, he had a very, he was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. He did a lot of very important things. So this was his minig, and Lemaisa became a very popular thing. But if a woman cannot, she can just rely on reading it from a Chumash.
So you're telling me that the Sfaradim became a minhag for them also only because of America? It wasn't from any of the rabbis?
No, Rav Nosson Adler was already, he was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. But still, I don't know how Nosson Adler got to Sfaradim.
That's what I'm saying. So how did the minhag only from coming to America?
No, because he's saying, that's for sure. From Nosson Adler made a minig in Pressburg, in the middle of Czechoslovakia, okay, the women in Morocco, I'm saying, or
right,
wherever, don't. It's not.
Right.
They don't,
see,
they probably didn't do that just because.
I know they all do. They all come running to the show.
But the Moroccans, the women are fighters anyway. They don't need a.
Or the Syrians, I don't know.
Yeah, the Syrians also. They
yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why they do it. I don't know where that comes from, Taco. Unless it became popular. It's not the type so much.
So I said, I don't know. I don't get it.
Uh-huh. Okay. One other. Oh, so the next, yeah, I remember there was a Maisa in Lakewood, the famous Maisa, that there was a Sefer Torah. They had finished the Sefer Torah, and you know that Aksiva Soisius, you know, so people came in. It was a famous Maisa when I was there. It was mamash in the FBI. It was a whole thing. That there was a guy that was literally in yeshiva, okay, and Lemaisa turned out that he had done some major crimes in Kansas, and he had run away, and he became a young man in Lakewood Yeshiva in Koyl.
He wasn't really Jewish.
And he wasn't Jewish.
Oh yeah,
I heard about that.
You saw the story.
Yeah,
it was a whole famous story. The guy was a good. Lemaisa, they found out right after Parshas Zohar, and they remember that this guy wrote an ois in the Sefer Torah. What? Yeah. Ois. Yeah.
Do they know which one they wrote?
They could figure out which one they wrote, but the shaila is, do they have to learn Zohar again?
Yeah, why
what
not?
They do?
Because the Sefer Torah was possible. No, so I think the Taka did.
So how did they figure out what to...
I don't know how they fixed the Sefer Torah, but the point was that they had to.
Was he a good learner? I thought he laid there.
So. Okay, are you like?
Was he a good learner? Did he fit in there? How did he just pop in?
I'm not sure how he popped in. He must have been pretty smart.
Just get a good jacket and hat. You could grow beard. You could hang around without learning.
I mean, maybe he brought his own chavrusa. You know, you never know.
His own
chavrusa. You know, but.
You know this story where they got asked to be an aide at a wedding. We heard that. Can't be an aide. It's like I'm not Jewish. So what do you mean? You know you're not allowed to. You can't keep Shabbos. You keep Shabbos. Says, I carry. He says, but there's Arab. I don't hold my hair.
So Lemaisa, okay, that's Parsha Zohar. Good. The next thing in the Seder, leading up to Purim, is what we said before. Yeah. Oh, okay. So another thing. So the Jerry's asking, what do we say zecher and zecher and all that? So since you have to be so careful about how you read it, there's a machlokes in the pshat. What is the pasuk telling me? Timcha es zecher amalek would mean that you should destroy the zecher, the males, like the zecharim of amalek. Timcha es zecher amalek means you have to destroy the memory of amalek. It's a different word. It's a whole different word. So therefore, zecher is the memory, the any memory, zikaron, and timcha is zecher amalek means the males of amalek. Now lemaisa, it's a very shver thing because the mitzvah is not to destroy the males; the mitzvah is to destroy all of them, the females also. So it's really very unlikely that that's what the pasuk is the nekudas on the pasuk. But just to fulfill any possibility, you know, just in case, so we read the whole thing. But you shouldn't say, the Bakari, I don't know, in most places, the Bakari should not say, Timcha is Zecher Amalek. Both words. Because then you didn't do anything. Then it's just like you corrected it. So you undid the thing. Because anything that you repeat within 3 seconds, Tokhid Edibor, 1.5 seconds, whatever, it's just like correcting it. So you undid it, you lost the whole thing. Yeah, so you have to do the whole phrase over. Yeah. Fine. Then the next thing that we do, leading up to Purim, is Tainis Esther. So this year, Tainis Esther is Nidche. So if anyone has specific shiloh, there's more room to be lenient on Tainis Esther this year because it's Nidche. Nidche means, it's moved off its place. And it's Muktam, right. So it's Thursday.
It's Esther to fast. You know?
Pretty much. What?
It's Esther to fast.
Yeah. So Bechlal, for ladies who are Muberes or Menikas, it's much more lenient, if anyone, you know, to on Tainis Esther Bechlal. And when it's Muktam, for sure. What?
they're just supposed to make it up then if you're not losing, or not for the embarrassment.
There's such a thing like that, but I never really saw that anywhere. I never saw anyone do that. If a person just down broke the fast, then he should make it up a different day. But now, what comes out interestingly is this. Fine, so you do Tainis Esther, and you give a mincha of Tainis Esther, you give the Matzah Shekel. So Matzah Shekel, like we said in the beginning of this year, in the Beis Hamikdash, they would take those and they would give it out to, they would use it for the Korbanos, the Bedek HaBayis, or whatever. So there was an Indian that some people were makpid, the Briskarov, and others were makpid, to dafka use silver, coins that have silver in them. Okay, so first of all, the Indian is to give three. The reason we give three, because it says Matzah Shekel three times, but you give three half a shekels. Now, it's not enough. You don't give $1.50. It's not the value. You have to give the coin itself. And that's why the shuls, you have a bag of three coins, and you could buy it from the shul, or whoever is putting out the can. You buy it, you put in $1.50, you buy the coins, and then you're giving the coins.
Like a pigeon on that.
Yes, well, the point is just literally you're buying the coin, right? And now you have three half dollars, so you can put it in. But the idea is to have to give the half dollar, not just to give the value, okay? Now, there was an Indian, the Briskarov had a chumrah, that you should give coins that dafka have silver in them. So I don't know if those are available anymore. There used to be
$1.50.
What?
$1.50 still, man.
1964.
Right. They used to have like the 1964 half dollars, right? But I don't know like where you can make sure you get those. And it's probably more expensive, right?
I'm sure the older they are, the more they cost. Because they have silver, because they're old. If it's older, it costs you more because.
Right, so it's a little hard to find. So Lisa, they say, I saw in this printout. Here's a printout from Rabbi Aaron Lieb Steinman. So he brings down over here that he remembers when he was a child that the Briskarov was makpid on silver, and he said it was very expensive. It cost him nine zlotos. Okay, I have no idea what 9 zlotos is. He says over here, what?
It's a lot,
huh? So he said over here, to give you an understanding of how much 9 zlotos is, he said, back in those days, to get a mehudar dik, a pair of tefillin that were made, he said he remembers there was a sofer a famous sofer in the city of Babov that would make very mehudar dik tefillin, and he sold them for 33 zlotos. So 9 zlotos is almost a third of a pair of tefillin. So it's a lot more than $1.50. So that's what the Briskarov would do for the Matzah Shekel. But I don't know if people... but nowadays I saw that... So Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman writes over here that nowadays, since the silver, the current coin... the current one doesn't have silver, so that means that the current coin, you could just use the current coin. You don't need to use one that has silver in it. And therefore, you don't have to have makpid on this chumrah. The idea was just that if the currency includes silver, you should get the worth of three silver coins. What?
The kol should give out this story before people don't know who to
pay. Yeah. Fine. So you do Matzah Shekel, Zeichel HaMikdash, but they use the coins and they give it out to Bimach Mechazik Bet the Kabayis to buy the Korbanos. Now, who has to give it? So, every male. And when at what age does it start the Chiyuv? So you would say it starts from Bar Mitzvah.
What, no women?
It doesn't go quite to
Yeah,
right?
But the thing is, if you look in the pasuk, it says the chol ha'iver al apkudim ben esim shana u'mayla. So it doesn't go by 13; it goes by 20, really. So really, only chayv once you're 20. However, the minig is all over that people just give for all their kids. I don't even know if it's chinuch. So I asked my kids this Shabbos. We were laying parsha shkolim. So I asked my kids at the Shabbos table. I said, "We laying parsha shkolim. So that means you have to give half a shekel. So do you do this mitzvah?" So all the kids said, "No, we don't do this mitzvah." I said, "Yes, you do." I said, "No, we don't." "Yes, you do." So I said, "You know how you do the mitzvah? Because I go to shul, Tati goes to shul, and I give the coins for you. So I take three coins and I give one for one child. So and then I take three coins and I give it to the other child, right? So every child is doing the mitzvah." That's what I was telling them. But
Minhag is also for girls today.
So what about women? So women really are for sure potter, the Rambam says, because they never went in the army at all. So lemaisa noshim are potter from the mitzvah of machzah shekel. Now there are different minhagim on that. Lemaisa nowadays is $1.50, not that expensive, you know. But I think women are pretty much potter, and I think everyone does like their minhag. I think the standard minhag is to do it, but it's not mechuyev. It happens to me a whole shmuz. I spoke about it on Shabbos that Rabbi Kivager says, Rabbi Kivager writes a very interesting thing. He says that women are potter from machzah shekel, so that means that they didn't have a part in the karbonos of the tzibur. If you think about it, that means the machzah shekel, which was the way that money was used to buy the karbonos, they didn't have those karbonos. So they didn't have a chelik in the karbonos. So Kivege says because of that, the women don't have to daven musaf. Because what's musaf? Musaf is zecher for the korban of musaf. So the women don't have to daven musaf, according to this. That's what Kivege says. This is a big shaila on that because... Okay, so it's still kibbutz, so the husband daven musaf already.
She didn't give money from her. It's her husband's money. What did she give him?
What do you mean? But let's say there's an unmarried woman, an almana, whatever. So, Lamaisa, women were potter from Machzah Shekel. So it comes that the women potter don't have to daven musaf. Lamaisa. This is Rabbi Kivager's chiddush. A lot of people ask a question on it that it's very shver, whatever. But Lamaisa, it's an interesting point that Lamaisa, this was the money that was used for the Kabbalists. Women are potter from Machzah Shekel. L'chari, they should be potter from Korban Musaf also.
A kid under 20 is potter from Musaf.
Oh, so that's the cash under Rabbi Kivager. So a kid under 20 is potter from Musaf also? That's the big cash on the Rabbi Kivager. So the stipler.
He doesn't
stipend. Okay, so first of all, you could say that. You could say really he's main yana of doing it. So the only question is, he says that he's main yana of doing it. He happens to be right now potter, but the stipler says a different pshat. And once he asks the question, the stipler says that the pshat is that even though we used the money from the machzah shekel, okay, we collected the money from the machzah shekel and we took that money and we brought the karbonos with it. But let's say one time there wasn't enough money in the stash for all the karbonos. They ran out of money in the middle. Let's say they ran
out of money.
That was for the collection. What about one year they ran out of money for the operating budget? Right? Before the what? So before the next dinner, right? So they ran out of money and they couldn't bring the next karbon. So what'd they do? She says that's pashut, that every man over bar mitzvah is obligated in the mitzvah of karbonos tzibur. Everyone is obligated to make sure there's a korban musaf equally. So of course, even a child that was more than 13 would go ahead and have to make sure there's a karbon. He's potter from the mitzvah machzah shekel, and they use that money to buy the korban. But that doesn't mean that you're potter from the mitzvah of korban. You're chayvin korban, just they have enough money already without you. So you're fulfilling your mitzvah. But a woman would be potter from the korban altogether. That's what the stipler says. Fine. Moving right along. So that's Tainus Esther on Thursday. Motzei Shabbos this year is Purim. Now, you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Purim. So here's the question. If shul starts before Shabbos is over, right when Shabbos is over, so the kids want to come dressed up in their costumes. So is a kid allowed to get dressed in his costume on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos? Lechor, it's preparation. Pashtus, it should be hachana, right? So I know, like, well, we're like, for example, like we're gonna daven. We daven 15 minutes after 72.
Not on a regular
this week. No, this week. No, this is good. We're allowing everyone an opportunity to come to shul. That's the point. So the point is that everyone can get dressed, get in their costumes after Shabbos, and then come and drive over. Most shuls don't do that. Most shuls
give time to Marvin.
So maybe what?
Right. I do usually, you know, they're late between Marvin.
Right.
Say it maybe, but they.
Right. You dray it out a little bit until everyone, whatever. Right. But the point is there a makom to be mekel? So first of all, the Bali, the Bakare, is there any Bakare over here? Oh, the Bakare is allowed to prepare the laning on Shabbos, because Shlomo Zalman explains, because the laning, knowing the laning is a chelik of Torah. It's like you're learning something. So that's allowed. But you know, bringing your Megillah and all these type of things that you shouldn't do.
What?
It's too late, he says. If you're starting now, you, if you didn't start yet, you, so the Maisa, you have to, you can't bring your Megillah. Let's say you're coming from Mincha afternoon. So the, if you have a real Megillah, you can't bring it. If you're going to bring your, it could be even Muktzah. I mean, I don't think it's Muktzah though, because it has a use. But yeah. But the thing is, what about the if you have a regular Megillah, like the one you got from the Kollel thing last night, say a regular Megillah, so that you could bring, because Lamaisa, you could learn from it. So let's say you're coming from Mincha on Shabbos, you could bring that and learn from it. But you have to learn from it, Taka. Otherwise you shouldn't bring it. So you can't prepare. And then, one other halacha that's negiah this year, and then next week in Mr. Shem, we'll talk about Matanas Lev Yoni, Mishloach Manas, Sudas Purim, all the other Geshmaka mitzvahs. But, and Mikum Megill, we didn't even get to. So,
that would be the one to show.
Yeah. So one other thing that's important to remember is that this halacha, like by Shofar, you're not allowed to eat or drink before the Megillah. Now, usually, it's not so negiah, because usually it's Tainus Esther anyway. But here, now you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah, so anyway, it's not so negiah, right? But here, you're not allowed to eat specially before the Megillah. So let's say a person's not going to shul right away, he's going to go to a later kriya, and he makes Avdallah. Might say, you're not allowed to eat before the Megillah.
Can't drink the water.
And you're not supposed to drink the wine and drink the water. Not only that, and I never knew this, that you're not allowed to drink, some hold you're not allowed to drink even. And that's even on the kriya by day. So that means that even if you have a coffee, before shachar, some hold. But next week, remind me, I have to get this more clear. But some hold that you shouldn't have a coffee Shabbos any week on per morning before the Megillah. We'll have to look into that to see, because I never heard of that before. But I just saw it brought down, so I'm going to have to look into it to come up with the leniency for that.